Before a new aircraft can take its first flight, its design must be proven.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
In a normal wind tunnel, air molecules flow differently over a small model than over a full-size plane. Researchers refer to this critical issue as the Reynolds number disparity. In 1983, NASA opened the National Transonic Facility to solve Reynolds number disparities and prevent costly surprises in aircraft design. The NTF at NASA's Langley Research Center is the world's largest pressurized cryogenic wind tunnel. Super cold nitrogen gas is used at high pressure to duplicate true flight aerodynamics. The air in the tunnel is denser, allowing a small-scale model to behave as if it were a full-size plane. The facility can adjust airflow to match model size, accommodating models as small as 1/50th the size of an actual aircraft. NASA uses the NTF to test its own advanced concepts, like blended wing body aircraft. When the facility is available, companies can use it to test their models. Data from tunnel tests on a 10% scale model gave Honda Aircraft the confidence to move its next generation aircraft, the Honda Jet, into production. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.